adventures, what you never knew about.
The first thing I'm going to play is, in fact, the version I did of Chimera with Harry Beckett on trumpet. And then I'll play the record I got it from, and you'll see how wrong I got it. And, in fact, this already demonstrates the theme of all my records, the whole lot, which is the foreign accent.
Parte americana che è una marcia insultante. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Ha visto muchas veces sus hijos asesinados. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Ella vela sola. con la luz de su bandera. Caimanera es la primera, herida por sus costados, la de brazos desangrados, la de heroicas altiveces, la que ha visto muchas veces sus hijos asesinados.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Caimanera es la frontera, es la primera avanzada, la mano firme y armada ante el rostro de la fiera. Guajira, Guantanamera, caimanera siempre erguida, dispuesta a entregar la vida por la causa que defiende. Te aplaude quien te comprende, Guantanamera querida.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Yeah, that was Guantanamera, or Caimanera, it's known in that version, done by Carlos Puebla. Well, I wanted to do my own version, obviously, of what is a traditional Cuban song, although that had the modern words to it. But I don't want to give the impression that Cuban music is somehow more old-fashioned and sort of folksy in that sense than other Spanish, American, Latin music. On the contrary, Cuba is still the source and inspiration for Spanish American music, right the way throughout Spanish speaking America. And this is a group, Grupo Iraquere, who've been popular in Cuba for a long time. And as somebody once said when they were talking about the musicians that had left Cuba to play elsewhere, said, "Well, all the best ones have stayed," they said, and this record is very good proof.
Ow! fiebre. Si te invito a ir a un baile, no quieres ir. Si te digo voy solo, quieres venir. Si te digo que baile, no quieres bailar, no. Y si bailo con otra, te portas mal, no.
That's Grupo Irakere. That's a few years ago now, maybe 10 years ago. That was actually a record that I got from a strange route via some friends in Finland. That I think it's probably still true to say that just about the only European country that hasn't got a trade ban on Cuba, isn't trying to isolate Cuba, is Finland. So, good old Finland. And I have a couple of Finnish friends called Otto and Ati. This is the truth. Could I have made it up? Who supply me with all kind of records from countries that we're not meant to hear the records from. We often hear, incidentally, hear about how other people have difficulty communicating with the West. But what's not often said is that it's the West that puts up these barriers, not the others. Anyway. Enough of that. I wish to now play. What I'm doing now is tracing this theme of the foreign accent. I'm now playing somebody else singing Spanish with a bad accent, because Cubans, I'm told, speak Spanish with a bad accent, which is a gypsy from Andalusia. And this bloke, Manuel Guerena, is interesting because he was part of the flamenco movement, which, although it's extremely traditional, had a lot of modern significance, especially as while Franco was alive in Spain, he hated this kind of music, which he considered primitive and barbaric. And it was actually a vehicle for your actual underdog in Spain to express himself. And none better than Manuel Guerena. So this is El Tempo Me Pone Tiempo, Manuel Guerena.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to say that I'm not really trying to be deliberately obscure with these records, so I'm just playing records that are of local interest where they're made. That is to say, the last Andalusian Gypsy record is of interest to the community that it serves. They don't try and push the records outside, so there's no reason anyone outside would have heard them, but I think they're really interesting. And this is Fela Kuti very much singing for Africans and particularly for Nigerians. On an album called ITT, which is his most overtly political track, LP's made some time, where it's very bitter condemnation of the way American multinational companies have decapitated the trade union movement in Nigeria and wrecked, sort of, just introduced neo-colonialism generally. And he sort of names names, which is quite unusual, even for in the world of protest singers. This track is called Sorrow, Tears and Blood.
Run. Yeah. Everybody scatter. Yeah. Some people lost some bread. Yeah. Someone nearly died. Yeah. Someone just died. Yeah. Police they come, army they come. Yeah. Confusion everywhere. Yeah. 7 minutes later, all done cool down, brother. Police don't go away. Army don't disappear. Them leave sorrow, tears and blood.
Them
leave sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
That is why,
yeah,
Everybody run, run, run.
Yeah.
Everybody scatter, scatter.
Yeah.
Someone nearly died.
Yeah.
Some people lost some bread.
Yeah.
Someone just died.
Yeah.
Police, they come, army, they come.
Yeah.
Confusion everywhere.
Yeah.
7 minutes later, all don't go down, brother. Police don't go away, army don't disappear. Them live sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them live sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
La 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 la. My people say they fear too much. We fear for the thing we know see. We fear for the air around us. We fear to fight for freedom. We fear to fight for liberty. We fear to fight for justice. We fear to fight for happiness. We always get reason to fear. We no one die, we no one wound, we no one quench, we no one go. Get one child, I'm a different house, my party for house. I won't build a house, I don't build a house. I know I won't quench, I won't enjoy, I know I won't go. So policeman go slap your face, you know go talk. Army man go weep your yashu, go they look like donkey. Rhodesia, they do them own, our leaders they have for nothing. South Africa, they do them home. Them live sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
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 Regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
That is why everybody run, run, run. Everybody scatter, scatter. Some people lost some bread. Someone nearly died. Police they come, army they come. Confusion everywhere. Now so time when they go. Time no wait for nobody. Like that. But police go they come. Army go they come. With confusion in style. Like this. Everybody run, run, run. Everybody scatter, scatter. Some people lost some bread. Someone nearly died. Someone just died. Police they come, army they come. Confusion everywhere. 7 minutes later, all don't cool down, brother. Police don't go away. Army don't disappear. Them live sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
Them live sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
That is why everybody run, run, run. Everybody scatter, scatter. Some people lost some bread. Someone nearly died.
Some other things to say about Fela Kuti. One, I think that's important, is that that he does actually stand for elections. He stands in elections as an opposition to the in opposition to the central government in Nigeria, and has often been sort of got into a lot of trouble for his pains, including having his house raided. And a lot of people have talked about his house and mentioned the fact that he's got lots of wives, and it's all very often it's part of the campaign to sort of discredit him and make him look like an irresponsible. But I'd just like to point out that seeing as nearly every pop musician has got at least 29 girlfriends, if he's got 29 wives, it just means that he's prepared to look after all his girlfriends and take on the responsibilities for their upkeep and welfare. Now, moving on to other people finding themselves speaking English rather against their wishes and making a creative job out of it. Back across the Atlantic to Grenada, and a geezer called Flying Turkey. And basically, I've got these records, this particular record I got at a recent celebration in London of the celebrating the Grenada revolution that took place a few years ago, and to, because they're very keen on keeping the Grenadian community here, in a black community in London, and everybody who's interested in touch with how they're getting on, to counter the propaganda against them, because obviously the Americans don't really like having an independent country in the Caribbean anymore, and so there's a lot of pressure on Grenada and the Grenadines to sort of give up and join Jamaica in the swing to the right, but they're clinging on there. And Flying Turkey is a lovely singer, lovely musician, and he doesn't mince words. Well, at least he sort of minces them, but he makes a better food out of them than they were in the first place. So this is Freedom Day by Flying Turkey.
Revolution, revolution, they cry. Everybody fighting, don't know who will die. Tuesday, March 1979. It's a day every Wednesday, I will bear in mind. When a people dream with their backs to the wall, responded in answer to their leader's call. Soul and efficient, spontaneous was their cry. People call it
freedom,
poor people say
freedom,
young people say
freedom,
I and I say
freedom,
the Rastaman say
freedom,
the NJM say
freedom,
the ERA say
freedom,
the movement say
freedom,
for justice, equality, equal opportunity, ever more Grenadians say
freedom.
The grace of the masses, the cry of the poor, the guns of the dumpers, we saw victory too. Prophecy fulfilled when a god leader's call, what's more than the faith of all? The people call it. Struggles of the working class.
nation. We rise every day to meet the morning sun.
Thank you. wrong, listen to my song. Every day.
innocent blood. Even child's blood was innocent blood.
I said you love your little brother like you love your little sister. Love your little brother like you love your little sister. I said you leave love in everyone. I said you leave love in everyone. Say everyone got to deal with love. Say everyone got to deal with love. The people in a Grenada, I feel alright. The people in a Grenada are not gonna rush to fight. I say we got to get it right. I tell you, say we got to get it right. Say I just at the control tower. Say I just at the microphone. Say keep on loving each and every day. Say keep on loving each and every day. You hear what the brother would say. I tell you, say you hear what the brother would say. You got to come and down and dub me teach and every time as I would say. Yeah, you know. Tiddly pam 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 titty pam pam dancing the dance. Tiddly pam 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 titty pam pam dancing the dance. We got to stick together in any kind of weather. We got to come and down cause we are brought up one fender.
So there goes Flying Turkey. What I like to say about that kind of music is because people know of, obviously they know a great deal about reggae now, or at least have heard a lot, and perhaps less, but quite a lot about soca and calypso and music from the other Caribbean islands. And we hear those at a particular time, the other, well, the non-reggae ones, i.e. at Carnival here, at, for example, the Notting Hill Carnival. And it's interesting to trace the reputation and the atmosphere around Carnival, because it's assumed here that, well, that the trouble is that happen are a kind of aberration, that ideally it should be just peace and love and sort of happy costumes, which of course is a very important part of it, and it's very irritating the way news reports on Carnival, they don't mention the incredible amount of work that does go into the costume and the preservation of Caribbean history and so on. But the fact is that Carnival has always been in its West Indian and Central American manifestations a kind of ritualized protest occasion, and the music's associated with it, like calypso, which we think of here as being sort of lightweight escapist musics, have in fact a long tradition of being extremely political music. And so when we hear Flying Turkey using the idiom for overt political ends, this is not something he's introduced artificially. He's actually going back to the origins of what that kind of music is about. Yeah, that's it. Now, I want to end up with a change of course here. Although, of course, I suppose if I was being flippant, I could say it's still people speaking in foreign accents, since it's an Egyptian version of the Quran, and as everybody knows, Egyptians were not originally Arabic, they were colonized. But anyway, I'm playing this, first of all, because as a musician, I love it as a piece of music. And interestingly enough, it's religious music, like political music, overtly about one thing, but it also has a great many subliminal and unspoken meanings. But I think this is a particular piece of music that has connotations which aren't respected or understood enough outside the countries that it comes from. I'd like to quote a man who I feel quite close to, because he's the mayor of Nablus, whose legs were shot off by Zionist terrorists, in fact. And anyway, he was talking, this is rather the pathos of a quote from a couple of years ago, when he was talking about his new hopes for the Palestinian right to autonomy, the right to survive, when he was talking about the relationship between Syria and Libya being a useful portent of the future. He said, "It's good that they have come together. After all, we have much in common, a common enemy, a common language, a common history, and a common culture." Nevertheless, he admits that unity is a long way off, And he says rather sadly in retrospect, if full-scale war in the Middle East is to be averted, this unity must be a priority of struggle. And he goes on to say, through trade unions and democratic organizations. In other words, this business of the language and the culture and the music that they may have in common, it may be a great basis for building their life, but it's no substitute for building a new life. And all the music that I like in this context has got more to do with it's not an alternative to reality, but it's to accompany and encourage people to create a reality that they can find more acceptable. So here we have some Egyptian Quran singing.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب وبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون Oh!